think shouldn't be taking their shirt off here today?
Probably Andrew. First of all, Andrew, I reckon Andrew, maybe Django, Jennings. The skinny guy has got a very bad rig. But with this, look at this haircut. Nah, can't do that.
Relax, bro.
Oh, dude, it's always fun. We've got to spend 7 weeks with the boys in the World Cup, and you know, it kind of just pours back into place when you come back in.
Are you ever going to be as loud as Andrew?
He's a naughty boy.
That's the Samoan boys and the Tongan boys playing up there as they build up to this game. They're $1.20 favourites at tab.com.au against Samoa, $4.50. That vision and audio from NRL.com. And look, Fifita, Tamalolo lining up. So they're going to be an extremely strong side, aren't they? That's the 7 o'clock game out there at Campbelltown tomorrow night. The 4 o'clock game sees PNG $4.50 outsiders up against Fiji $1.20. Of course, the spearhead for Fiji will be Jared Hayne. It's not very often anymore that I get surprised with anything that happens in the news or particularly in the world of sport. But I can tell you that in the middle of the night when we actually got in here, or very, very early this morning, still plenty of darkness around, I was absolutely flabbergasted for the first time for an extremely long time and shocked and, tell you what, bitterly disappointed. I opened up the Telegraph and on page 3 I saw a photograph of Simon Baker, the medalist, with Josh Adokar. But then there's another story here called Socking It to the Kids. I had to read it 3 times to make sure I got it right.
It's
Can you believe this? For all of us parents who spend virtually every minute of every hour of every weekend for a very, very long time driving your kids around to junior sport and paying the registration fees and everything else that goes with that, including the investment of your time. And then don't forget about all the training you get the kids to right throughout the week. And don't forget that every code in this country is battling to get kids to play their particular sport. Junior Rugby League has now taken the cake. Matt Logue has this story on page 3 of the Telegraph, and I urge everyone to have a read of it. Because there's a football club, the Canterbury Junior Rugby League. Now listen to this. If the kids turn out without the correct uniform, including not the correct pair of socks, you're fined $100. Now, I've read it a few times. I can't believe it. Junior rugby league clubs are being fined $100 for each player out of uniform, including kids as young as 5 wearing the wrong socks, leaving parents and local club officials fuming. So the clubs get fined, and obviously if the kids turn up not wearing the right socks, aren't you just happy if the kids turn up to play rugby league?
Well, there'll be a lot of players that have gone on and played in the NRL that will never, ever play the game of rugby league. Because I know growing up that at times I didn't have the right uniform. Mm. That's ordinary. We need to find out a little bit more about this, TK.
And we're talking about clubs in that Canterbury district, so that the clubs are being fined $100 if their kids don't wear the correct apparel.
That's disgraceful.
I find it extremely hard to fathom. Next up, Michael Maguire. I'm sure he's got a pair of socks on. It's hard to find a pair of socks in my particular house, but he's got a big assignment coming up there at the Mile High Stadium in Denver, Colorado. He's going to be in charge of the Kiwis up against England, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Madge.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Going very well, mate. How's it going over there in
Denver? Got the right
Denver.
Socks.
You got the right socks. The boys got the socks.
Yeah, man, I'll just look down here. I think I have, so I'm going okay. That was an unusual one that you were talking about. But the boys have been brilliant over here. It's been excellent. You know, we've only had a couple of training sessions, but a lot of the boys that are in the squad, they've played a fair bit of footy together at some stage. So, mate, they're singing and laughing and having fun. But when they work, they're really stuck into the training.
How's the altitude over there?
Yeah, we're not allowed to actually talk about that in camp, but no, it's actually been okay. It's the boys trained basically on the Tuesday after we landed on the Monday, and look, they trained really well. And a lot of them, I asked them, I said, how'd they feel? And they said they didn't really feel too much at all. So, look, we realise that we're a bit higher, but I don't think we're high enough to have a massive effect.
Right. And what's the level of interest? Can you gauge it from the locals at all? Because it would be so foreign to them, Michael.
Yeah, that is. There's been a lot of sort of media and obviously banners up and down the streets, and there's a lot of sort of noise about the game, which is a good thing. Not sure what sort of crowd we'll get. They're talking around 20,000 to 25,000. So I think, the stadium, I've actually just come back from the Mile High Stadium, and it's enormous. I mean, it's a 70,000-seat stadium, but it looks spectacular, and the grass and the ground looks unreal. So it's going to be a quick game and a fast game.
Yeah, I get the feeling, though, over there in America, they love their stadiums, a bit like Melbourneans love the MCG, so they'll turn out and support and have a look at what's being played on that stadium. But, Mads, were you disappointed some of your guys made themselves unavailable to go away and play in this test?
Yeah, I think, Loz, they'll probably look back at it and go, gee, I wish I was here. I mean, we've been to the Denver Broncos training facility, and the players were just walking around in awe. Yeah, we were at the baseball last night where, they got to go down on the pitch and the big crowds, and obviously, just the spectacle of all the sport over here has been enormous for the players to experience. And I think that's one big thing is the experience, and also, too, just when you've got an international jersey on, it makes you grow. And I'm looking at these kids and thinking about the ones that may have missed out, it is a bit disappointing, but I guess it is what it is, and it's given these young kids a great opportunity now.
What is the crowd expectation? I know that's not your concern, Michael, but what is the crowd expectation?
Yeah, it's okay. They're talking about 20 to 25,000.
Okay.
There seems to be a reasonable bit of interest at the moment.
Yeah.
Madge, how do you approach this test, given that you've got a test series at the end of the year, and this squad may be completely different to what goes away, but you probably have two or three training sessions and you haven't named a captain. Is it just more about getting to know the players and bedding down what your sort of expectations are rather than sort of getting into the deep sort of game plans and that type of stuff?
Yeah, Loz, I mean, we've come up with a simple little plan, but if you were to talk to the players that are here, they're here to win. And they've stated that themselves. And it doesn't matter whether or not they're old or young. And I think one thing it probably has or will give me, Loz, is an opportunity to see some of the newer kids coming in. I think there's a bit of a transition in the New Zealand team with a few guys retiring now, and it's now opened up an opportunity for these younger kids. I mean, Simon Mannering just retired on 45 tests, so that takes away a bit of experience, but what it's opened now is for the next young one to come through and take his opportunity at, forging 45 and 46 tests, because, I have got a young squad, but what it is, it's a real hungry little squad too. So we know that the England team has been together for a while and there's a bit of size there, but one thing I have got, I've got some speed.
Yeah. Is there one player in particular, Madge, you're looking forward to seeing play? You haven't sort of worked with him in the past or you haven't seen a lot of him, but he's impressed you in camp?
Yeah, young Jermaine Zarco, he's been very impressive. He's on the wing there and, he's an athlete. Watch him take the high ball and, he's done really well. And big Jared Warrior Hargraves, he's sort of led really well actually off the field too. So I think it's given a few guys a new opportunity in different ways within the team to either lead or show their presence in and around what we want to do on the field.
You ever coached against the Burgess boys before, me?
No, I haven't.
They're going enormous, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Look, we'll just make sure that we've got the quick blokes around them, so we'll see how we go. Yeah.
I think they said that Rusty's making an appearance too.
Ah.
He's flying over to
that one. He might pop in at some stage. He tended to pop in every now and then without knowing who was coming.
And, mate, do you have you had discussions with Wayne Bennett? Have the coaches got together at all with the players? Or have you had your own separate paths leading up to this test match? Because it's only such a short prep.
Yeah, I caught up with Wayne this morning. We've talked a little bit just about the international game and obviously how we want to help build it moving forward. I think the fact that we've all got to come together to create the opportunities for the international game to grow. I mean, to see these young players come over here, it's obviously an experience of a lifetime. So how we can fit that into the opportunities for these kids in amongst the NRL competition is something that probably needs to be talked about, and that's obviously what Wayne and I spoke about just this morning.
Yeah, and Madge, now that you're the national coach of New Zealand, it's very important that we have a strong international program in place, isn't it? For the game to grow, for the game to develop, and in particular for the second-tier nations to get better, there needs to be a program in place, and that's something that we've struggled with as a game over the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, just in the short time, Loz, that I've had the role, I actually think it's probably one of the most important things that we should put on the list, to grow the game. Because internationally, just being around these young men and knowing what, the opportunity that they're going to play for their country, there's a lot of passion in and around these young kids that, have so much pride in actually having that chance to play. So I think at the international level, we can grow the game immensely, within what we're doing in and around the NRL and obviously New Zealand.
Which is fantastic. And earlier on this morning, very early, Loz had a slip of the tongue. He said he'd relish the chance of being part of this test match at the Mile High Club. It's actually the stadium, Loz, so just...
Oh, no, you never know. Slip of the tongue, Madge, slip
right,
of the tongue.
Right. We all have to slip up every now and then.
I'm sure plenty of other players and coaches have said that in the past.
You're not alone there, mate, I know that.
Michael, good luck with it all. We can watch it all live. It's coming back in here Sunday morning, 6:10 a.m. So we'll be up nice and early to watch it. Michael, thanks so much and good luck.
Thanks, boys. Really appreciate being on.